The German writer Christa Wolf has been as important to the former East Germany as Günter Grass has been to the former West Germany. She was born in 1929 and has written several memoirs and novels, including No Place on Earth, The Quest for Christa T., and Cassandra. Currently, Wolf is a scholar in residence at the Getty Center for the History of Art and the Humanities in Santa Monica, California. Critic John Leonard has a review of her two new books, What Remains and Other Stories, and The Author's Dimension.
When Christa Wolf's remarkable Cassandra was published in this country, it was two books in one. It was a novel from the point of view of the clairvoyant priestess hostage, who knew in advance exactly how the Trojan War would turn out. And it was a series of lectures on why the author needed to write such a novel, what her thinking had been on patriarchal drama since the Greeks, the blood-red thread of narrative, the hero plot, and the epic quest of men for turf and glory, at the expense of the choral songs of women about seasons and renewal. These abrasions of fact on fiction rubbed up something combustible. By the light of fiery sparks, the novel seemed to have more facets and a shadowy inner life, while the lectures, needing some passion for their abstraction, had only to look next door at all that death to prove themselves. I think this new collection of Wolf's stories from 1960 to 1979, and this new selection of her essays from 1964 to 1990, might also have profited from a mingling and a weaving, in chronological order in one big book, without regard to which is fact and which is fiction. Thus, almost simultaneously, we could experience her two ways of thinking as she moved from a guilt-stricken child of the Hitler years to a dutiful East German communist, to a pacifist, a feminist, and a dissident. In her essays, Wolf bounces, as if the occasion were a trampoline. In her stories, she dreams, always suspicious of the code in which her dreams are written, their secret cipher. What happens matters less than the way we remember it. I'd like to be able to turn from what she says about literature, socialism, the Berlin Wall, Thomas Mann, Max Frisch, and Caroline von Gunderode, who figured so prominently in No Place on Earth, to how she dreams about the end of war and the end of childhood in 1945, a day in the life of a provincial town, walking down Berlin's most famous avenue, a helicopter in a garden, and being watched by the secret police. Through such binoculars, we would see the shape-changing of a fierce intelligence as it clarifies itself. I won't tell you these books are required reading, not if you haven't already read her novels. But literary criticism right now is irrelevant. Wolf is under ferocious attack in a reunited Germany for having been a state poet of the old regime who stayed when she could have fled west, for having opposed one big Germany after the wall came down, for writing the title story of What Remains, which is about the secret police, back in 1979, but not publishing it till 1990. And because of last January's disclosure that for a couple of years in the early 60s, she actually met and talked to the secret police. Okay, none of these critics was braver than she at the time, and none as outspoken from the mid-60s on. None has ever gone to see a movie like The Sorrow and the Pity and wondered how they themselves might have behaved. None as a pacifist or a feminist, and none has written a book half as good as anything by Christa Wolf. So she wasn't a Václav Havel. She behaved exactly like Boris Pasternak in Russia and George Conrad in Hungary. She wrote an allegory like the Latin American magic realists, or for the secret drawer like Filipino playwrights and Chinese mysties and the poets of Persia. To see her stabbed in the back by pygmies with ballpoint pens makes me heartsick.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed two new books by Christa Wolf, What Remains and Other Stories, and The Author's Dimension.